Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Big Time, or more specifically, the Little Big Time, that we have every Sunday night from 10:30 to 11 as the pre-show for Dave's Gone By, which runs 11 till midnight. I'm the Dave of Dave's Gone By, Dave Lefkowitz, and with me for at least the first half hour of this series or duet of programming is my usual co-host, Mr. Jeff Goodman. Jeff, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Just barely.
Just barely, because, Jeff, you are sick as a proverbial dog. Or sick, today I would say, sick as a proverbial bear, since the Bears were trampled by the Colts in the Super Bowl today. If people haven't heard, let me see what that final score was. It was,
I'm not healthy as a horse.
You're healthy.
Oh, get it, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. So we have Jeff on the telephone. He was supposed to be here in person, but because he's kind of phlegmy and breathy and achy, which is unfortunate because it makes me feel like it's a flu rather than a cold. And of course the sucky part is that Jeff is getting on an airplane in 2 days. So anyway, it was the Colts 29 and the Bears 17. Bears pretty much after the middle of the second quarter didn't really do all that much. Anyway, so you just came down with this, what, 2 days ago?
I think I've been fighting it for a while.
Uh-huh. And
it's pretty much awful.
So today's the worst or the best or what?
What?
As far as how you feel. Were you better or worse yesterday?
Oh, I was better yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay, well, have you gone to the doctor or you're just dealing with it yourself?
No, I'm just dealing with it. Hopefully, we'll go away tomorrow.
Or at least by early Tuesday morning, because that's when you're flying out to?
Thailand.
Going back to Thailand for a full month. How much more stuff do you have to do before you're ready to leave?
I have a lot of stuff to do.
Crap. Yeah,
I still have to pack.
Yeah, this I do not understand also. I mean, this is not like you're taking one of your short hops to California. You're flying to Thailand for a month, and you have not packed yet. Why do you do that?
Well, you have to wear clothes here.
Well, yeah, okay, but especially since the climate is so different, and we're in the middle of winter here. I mean, all like the short sleeve stuff and the shorts and the, I mean, you can get that done a week ago.
I guess.
I mean, you're not packing a burka parka.
But you know what it is? I haven't felt right to pack in the last couple of days either.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was just like starting this thing.
The only thing you were packing was poop, as it were.
What's that?
No, I don't even know what that means. Okay, you're going to Thailand. You're going to exercise. You're going to relax by the pool. You're going to swim. And see all your friends.
Yes.
But you don't have any cool, like, sightseeing things or any...
Well, yes.
What?
One of my friends, Pop, and I, he's a...
His name is Pop?
Pop, yes.
Okay.
His actual Thai name is Thanachai.
You know, that's not so hard to say that he has to have people call him Pop.
Well...
I can understand if it's like an African name where the person's name is normally... And then... But call me Sam. I get it. Okay, I'll call you Sam. But what Thanachai... Is not so
that's
terrible.
That's Thanachai, T-H.
Thanachai. Well, that's much more difficult then.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what are you and Pop going to do? And does it involve a weasel?
Well, what we're going to do is, around the 20th of February, we're going to take a trip to Beijing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Beijing, China.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just occurred to me, that's not in Thailand, folks.
No.
You've never been to China, right?
No.
Wow. Get better, Jeff.
I hope so.
You know, the groundhog did do his thing this week.
Did not see a shadow.
Did not see the shadow. Oh, hold on. Let's see what happens when I pick up this phone call.
Mm-hmm.
A little big time, you're on the air.
Hi, honey.
Oh. Yes, the little big time with my wife. Hi, Joycey. What's up? Honey?
I have to turn down the radio.
Yeah,
I was listening to you both.
Yeah, I know. It's not the most exhilarating pre-show that we've done.
I felt like we were back in, you know, the King David nursing home, and I was on the fifth floor, and you both were on the second floor.
Oh, man. No, but in that case, both of us would be complaining about our various ailments. I'd be like, oh, the hiney is kicking in.
Listen, by that time, you know, God willing, if you and Jeff were alive, you'd be surrounded by a bunch of women, you'd be studs in the, you know, rooster in the hen house.
I could live with that. I think that would be rather nice. Probably this is really only about 5 years away for both of us.
But Jeff, I really think Jeff needs to see a doctor before he goes to Thailand.
Jeff, are you?
Oh, I can hardly hear her.
Oh, I've got her mic thing all the way up.
Okay.
She says that you should see a doctor. That's like the second opinion. I sort of agree.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a damn good idea before you leave America to, you know, to go see someone who doesn't use leeches and bitternut root.
No, they're totally modernized in Thailand.
I know. So they're digital leeches, pretty much.
With that?
Don't be racist.
For goodness sakes, I'm not being racist. I'm being classist. It's different. Hon, do you want to hang with us for like the first 10, 15 minutes of Dave's Gone By? You can sort of contribute to the conversation.
It's up to you.
Well, oh, sure, and if I hang up on you, you're going to be mad at me when we get home.
The locks will be changed. No, you, of course, you can do what you need to do.
Joyce, Jeff, stay on hold. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. This is a little big time. We're going into Dave's Gone By right after we do just a little bit of business. Do not go away. Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, whirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody, to the 206th episode of Dave's Gone By. Really not a tropical hot dog night. Much, much, much closer to a frozen cocktail wiener night. Especially if people were at Super Bowl parties where they watched the Indianapolis Colts kind of trod all over the Bears, or tread or trod. Not sure, I'll have to look that up later. But I'm Dave Lefkowitz. Thanks for being with us on this program that has been on this station, WGBB, since 2002. It's a mix of comedy, talk radio, music, interviews, sketches, all sorts of fun stuff, and we do have a great fun mixture for you this evening. Before we get to anything else, I want to first of all say who is on the telephone with me. First of all is my usual guest co-host, Jeff Goodman, who would have been in studio with us tonight, but he's sick as a proverbial bear. Jeff, you there still?
Yes.
Okay. As he crossed his way into oblivion. So unfortunately, Jeff, not physically able to be with us at the studio. I'm just happy that he's home resting because he's got to get on a plane in 2 days, or a day and a half now. And also on the phone is my beloved and wonderful and adorable wife, Joyce. Joyce, are you there?
I'm here.
She's still here. She's happy to be here. So guys, why don't you help me tell who the sponsors of this fine program are? Yeah, don't all jump in at once.
I'm waiting for Jeff because Jeff goes first.
Okay, oh, Jeff.
I'll take Hewlett Minuteman Press.
What about Hewlett Minuteman Press, Jeff?
I don't know.
They're a place you can make copies of things, and they're very nice people.
Yes,
especially
they are.
The mother. I like her the best.
Yeah, she is what we in the old days would call a pisser. She really is.
Wonderful.
Way cool.
Wonderful.
And if you mention Dave's Gone By, you get 10% off at Hewlett Minuteman Press, 1315 Broadway.
And I think they will give you a hug.
Wait, two people at once. What were you saying, Joyce?
I said, I think also they will give you a hug.
Depends. If you're young and look like you, I think the two brothers might.
I don't know.
Actually, one of them was hugging me the other day, and it was all right. It wasn't like from the front. It was more like from behind me. But, you know, at least his pants were on, so it was perfectly, you know, fine. And anyway, so what was the other company, Jeff? Who else are our sponsors?
Well, we have MortgagesRack.com.
I love the way you're talking there.
Jeff is probably taking some cold medicine,
Yeah, actually, are you medicated, Jeff?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so?
Well, I forgot what time I took the last pill. I should probably medicate some more.
Or wait a few minutes until we're done here.
I think you should check on Jeff, David.
Well, Jeff did a very lovely little thing to tell everybody that our sponsor, one of them, is MortgageRock.com. Now, MortgageRock.com is Jeff language for MortgageRock.com, which is a place where you learn how to get mortgages and loans for other people. I mean, you can get a mortgage there, too, but the point is you learn how to give people the loans and mortgages that they need, and you earn commission. So check out the website. It tells you everything you need to know. MortgagesRock.com. Now, Jeff, how about doing your own little promo?
Oh, please.
I think what Jeff means is fancy schmancy.
Why don't you do it for me?
You know what? Hon, you do fancy schmancy. Go ahead.
It's a very nice place to get your party decorated.
For me?
And done up by Jeff.
Well...
And, you know, if you book Jeff this week, he'll vomit on you.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff makes beautiful arrangements and things. They're
beautiful.
I don't
even want to talk about fancy schmancy.
Oh, poor guy. Well, anyway, I'll give the phone number. Folks, when Jeff is back from Thailand, obviously, if you want to book him to do the balloons or the centerpieces for your bar mitzvah, your bat mitzvah, your wedding, your office party, whatever it is, give him a call at 516-797-3229. 516-797-3229. And do either of you want to take our other sponsor, PerformingArtsInsider.com? Well, Performing Arts Insider.
Let's see if Jeff can do it.
Jeff, can you rouse yourself from the near dead? Can he do it? Dum 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 dum. Jeff?
No, I can't.
Oh man. Oh well, hon, you want to take this one?
All you have to do is go to the website, and what's the website, honey?
PerformingArtsInsider.com.
And you can look up everything, and you can subscribe and give us money.
That would be lovely, because God knows we need it. But it's actually a wonderful journal, very informative for the theater and the entertainment industry. Tells you what's playing on and off Broadway, all the contact information for all the actors and the directors and the designers, and it's chronologically organized, alphabetically organized. It's this little journal that has a whole world of theater in it. So check it out.
And if they subscribe, David, you will hug them.
Oh, I will. I'll do more than hug them.
Oh, no.
If they take a full year subscription of 21 issues, by gosh, I will hug, kiss, and sodomize.
No.
Oh, yes, repeatedly.
Oh,
you make me feel so good.
What was that apropos of?
I think you took more cold medicine.
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah. Are you guys cool with hanging for a while?
A little bit.
Okay, well, Jeff, when you feel like you have to die, just say, okay, God, into thy hands I commend my spirit, and then just hang up. And leave Joyce on the phone so I can, go through the rest of the show with her. Is that all right?
Okay.
Cool, way cool. But before we get to the other stuff, and Joyce, this is cool. I'm glad you're on, because we can also talk about what happened this week with the guerrilla marketing tactics in Boston that were done by Cartoon Network for their program Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Jeff, you heard about this?
Yes, I have.
What did you guys think of what happened?
I thought it was kind of silly.
Silly in the fact that everybody overreacted?
They overreacted because it's been done in other cities, and to no real big problem.
Exactly. And the funny part was, these signs have been up on bridges, on buildings, wherever else, for 2 weeks before anybody even noticed. And then suddenly 2 weeks and there's a panic and they have to shut down the city of Boston for a few hours while they pull in and they realize that those lights are arranged like ignicknocked from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I mean, I told you about it, hon, but I think those were your thoughts as well, except you did have a point that if you're going to put something like that on a bridge, you're probably taking a risk.
Well, I think it's kind of, in some ways, I agree with Jeff that it was kind of silly, but also, in a post-9/11 world, if you're going to have anything with batteries, it's like taking something on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
You know, they're very cautious when people walk over the bridge, and there's a lot of monitoring that, I think what's kind of sad is that it's a guerrilla marketing firm, so they did it purposely to get attention. And then when they interviewed the guy, instead of talking about some political message or something, he talked about 70s hairstyles.
Oh, well.
During the press conference. I mean, it's you know, you don't make fun of, you know, hysteria in the country.
Well, wait a minute, but I mean, if to him it was probably very bemusing that there would be hysteria over... I mean, Aqua Teen Hunger Force has been on the air for at least 5 years now, I think. So this is not even... Anybody who gets cable around here or comedy... Or excuse me, Cartoon Network and watches their Sunday lineup would have at least seen these characters, probably, and known immediately that it was Ignicknocked. Now, granted, that doesn't mean that some terrorist couldn't take a bomb and put a picture of Ignicknocked on it. Well, no, just the way, I mean, I think of drug kids, you know, when they take LSD and they put Mickey Mouse on the front of it, so you lick Mickey Mouse's head, and that's how you get high.
Right.
And they were doing that in the 70s and 80s. So it could be potentially the harbinger of something terrible and dangerous, even if it's got meat wad on it. That's why I don't understand. Why didn't they go with meat wad? That's the thing that bothers me. He's the most lovable character. He's the most obvious, like,
who's that?
Meat wad. Meatwad gets the money, see. He gets the honeys, gee. Driving in his car, living like a star, ice on his fingers and his toes, and he's a Taurus. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Okay. I mean, even if you were Compass Mentis, you probably wouldn't.
No, David, it's the theme song of the show. That's what they sing, Jeff.
That still makes no sense. But Meatwad is this cute little ball of meat. Essentially, that it's unprocessed, uncooked meat, which is why they don't call him Meatball. Because Meatball would be processed, that's probably a nice, tasty little thing. He's more of just like bits of meat and bone matter that's shaped into a a wad, actually. So he should be the one they're promoting, not so much Ignicknocked. Although I think they're going to make Ignicknocked the star now. He's the one who's evil, and he talks like this, because he wants to dominate the universe. Except he's really not able. See, it was funnier doing this earlier in the week. Now I'm kind of tired, and I don't have the... Can you do Ignicknock, please, hon?
I cannot. Although I know what you're saying. It was very funny when you did it 7 days ago.
Yeah, I hate when you're on the radio once a week, and a story happens 5 days earlier, when you start to get to it later, it's like,
Even the groundhog stuff, you should be more peppy with it. It's relatively new. You're kind of like, oh, the groundhog, meh. Football, Super Bowl game, meh.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl game was today. But I didn't get to watch the damn thing.
Well, on my Yahoo, it's just starting now.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it, Polish Yahoo? What do you mean it's just starting now?
It's a rain delay, no?
Polish Yahoo, we have World Series tonight. World Series 1983 is good. Polish Yahoo, big news, Kennedy dead.
Oh, no.
Yes, shot in Dallas.
Oh,
oh, more breaking news. South loses.
Oh, my goodness, David.
Slaves go free. Polish Yahoo is very, very far behind the times. Well, see, I got some good mileage out of that.
That was relatively funny.
I'm thinking now, though, if Dave's gone by, we're going to do some guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What would be cool things that we could do? Like, if we, let's say we kill some teenagers and, like, hack up their body parts and we tie signs to them and hide them all over the city.
David, you don't like to touch anything with blood or any kind of body thing. How are you going to do that?
You hire an intern.
David, you've been trying to hire an intern for how many years?
Well, this would be a paid intern.
Which so, what?
Yeah. Food. Food and subway fare. So they hire, like, thigh bones and stuff and severed heads. Like, you hide a severed head, and when the cops go into, like, the neck to look inside the head, there's a big old piece of paper there that says, hey, listen to Dave's Gone By every Sunday night at 11. Think of amazing things that Dave's Gone By can do to get the word out about this radio program to New York and the world. And remember, no murder is too brutal. No sex act too depraved for this. So email me at davesgoneby@aol.com. davesgoneby@aol.com. And yes, when we read them on the air, we will withhold your name, except from the police. So, Jeff, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, we should just spend the rest of the show listening to Jeff trying to breathe.
No.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, poor boy.
I think you should call him Jeff Ignacht, and you should be Dave Ignacht.
It's Ignicknacht.
No, I can't say that word.
And one of us has to be One of us has to be the one who says, yeah, man, yeah. That's evil.
We don't have that cable. Yeah. How do you know so much about the show?
Well, because, first of all, I have the first season on DVD. Mm. I used to watch it all the time when we had it on our cable system. And now on YouTube, I just saw it. Oh, folks, if you have YouTube, just do, not Google the word, but YouTube the word hand banana. That's all I have to say, hand banana. And you will see 10 of the funniest minutes that you've seen in a very, very long time. Let's just say this is an episode in which they create a pet.
Mm.
And the pet, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, prefers Carl to Meatwad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's rather magnificent. Anyway, let's see what we're going to do. I was gonna do the Inside Broadway next and switch things around, but then I realized my commercials are on different things anyway. So let's just go into the news gone by. Jeff, can you hang a little longer?
I think so.
This is so great. Yes, we have a dying man on this program, ladies and gentlemen. Will he make it to 12 o'clock?
Jeff is just sick. He probably... the flu is a virus, not a bacteria anyway.
So?
So if you get a secondary infection, you can take antibiotic. But if you have the flu and you don't have another infection, you shouldn't take antibiotics.
Aha! Thank you, babe. So what do?
You basically have to rest and have a lot of fluid.
Okay. So, Jeff, have a couple of beers.
What?
No, chicken soup, Jeff. Get some chicken soup or call and get some egg drop soup or something.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, Jeff, if you start to hallucinate, we want to hear exactly what's going through your head. Because if you don't take an aspirin, you're probably going to get a fever, and then all sorts of weird stuff is going to go on in your mind. And I really want to know what's up there. Okay. Anyway... You're listening to Dave's Gone By on this very strange Super Bowl Sunday, February 4th, 2007. We will be right back with, the news gone by after these important words. This program is brought to you by the Derby Restaurant of downtown Baltimore, home of great sandwiches, heroes, and hoagies, and entrees starting at $12.95. This week only, try their delicious Filet Barbaro. It takes a tough horse to make a tender steak. Only the finest, choicest equine cuts will be served, with the rest going into our burgers. And even those are 99.3% hoof-free. You know, before he broke his leg at the Preakness, everyone thought Barbaro was the little horse that could taste delicious. So gallop on down to the Derby Restaurant on the corner of Liberty and Fairmount, world famous for our horse d'oeuvres, from the stable to your table. Don't say nay. Bring your OTB stubs for 20% off and a free tube of promazine. The Derby, since 1962, the thoroughbred of restaurants.
Wake up the club of villains! Get 18 UPI workers to tell everybody! News!
TV and the news of the world.
My radio's on, the news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and it's time for the news gone by. A look at current events from a February perspective. Joyce, Jeff, you there?
Yeah.
This is going to be murder. I can just see. Jeff doesn't laugh at my jokes anyway. Aww. So this is going to... Oh.
David, I'll laugh hysterically.
Even if you hate it, laugh.
Okay.
Just so it makes half decent radio. Oh, there we go.
I think Jeff is laughing.
I mean, actually, Jeff's, like, pathetic death rattle laughs would be even funnier. If I tell, like, a fairly good joke, he goes,
He just sounds like he's exhausted.
Well, yeah. Well, of course. That's being sick does to you.
You know, I think what happened is he went on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And it's like when you reach the mountain... You know, the pinnacle of the mountain, you reached the top. Now it's like the letdown.
Oh, by the way, thank you so much for reminding me. I totally forgot to bring that up. I hope everybody tuned in this past Monday to see Jeff on The Price is Right. He was great. I loved the whole thing where you gave Bob Barker your shirt. That was actually quite hilarious. And also explained very much why you're going to Thailand for exercise. But, you know,
yeah.
It was a very, very amazing moment. hopefully at some point we can get our a new website up, and then I definitely want to put that, a little piece of that video up on the site. I think that'd be beautiful to watch, so long as people haven't eaten first. But, you know,
I'm nice that he hugged Bob Barker, too. I thought that was nice.
But, well, the hugging was nice. It was cute. It was sweet. And, of course, congratulations on all the stuff that you won, Jeff. If you didn't see, he won a big screen television and a big old giant hammock. Have you gotten your gifts yet?
The hammock arrived.
Yay.
Strangely enough, I got a call saying they wanted to deliver the big screen TV, but I'm going to be in Thailand.
Well, have them deliver it to my house.
Okay.
So we'll hold it for you for a couple of years. And then
20 years.
We will gladly divest you of your stuff.
Material possessions are evil.
We will take them from you because we are worthy.
We will sell them on eBay for money.
That's a knick-knock, if people don't. Anyway, let's get to the news gone by. In food news, officials of Ringwood, New Jersey, have cautioned residents not to eat too many local squirrels because they're living near a toxic waste dump. The Department of Environmental Protection apparently found a lead-contaminated squirrel near the dump. Now they're telling Ramapo Indians not to eat more than one or two of the critters per week. And if you're pregnant, no squirrel for you!
Aww.
It seems that Ringwood was a dumping ground for a now-defunct Ford Motor Plant in Mahwa, where tons of toxic paint and sludge were dumped indiscriminately for decades. Now, what I find funny is that officials think so little of the indigenous residents of Ringwood that they're not telling them, hey, you know, probably not a good idea to eat a rodent that feeds on a toxic pile of death. I mean, not once a week. Not ever?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you were the EPA, wouldn't you be like Sam Kinison and say to the Indians, you know, the squirrels have lead poisoning from living here. What are the odds? Hey, Squanto, here's an idea. Pack your tents, pack your teepees. Why don't you move where the clean is? You live in a poison wasteland. Why don't you... Oh, wait. Sorry, after 6 years of George Bush, we all live in a poison wasteland. Never mind.
David, and also tell the truth. Indians were right. Native Americans were sort of put in their own version of a concentration camp.
Yeah.
Reservations, right? People are segregated and stripped of their land.
And I think the really tragic part is that they weren't put in a Jeopardy camp. Because concentration is such a dumb game. I mean, you got to match the things, the blocks turning around. Jeopardy camp, that was cool. You got to really know your trivia there.
What was that?
Nothing. Also in food news, congratulations to Joey Chestnut, winner of the 14th annual Philadelphia Wing Bowl. It is Chestnut's second consecutive victory in this competitive eating event. He ate a record 182 chicken wings, easily beating out our local hero, Gentleman Jerry Coughlin, who only managed 167 chicken wings. In his victory speech, Chestnut said, quote, "I love to eat. Today I was swallowing wings." This is an actual quote. "I was swallowing wings, swallowing bones, whatever it took." No surprise, the Wing Bowl has its origins in radio. It started in 1993 as a morning show stunt, and it continues on the same radio station, WIPAM. IP freely. According to the Associated Press, the Wing Bowl is now a massive Philly event with buxom hostesses called wingettes, and this year, 20,000 onlookers, all basically drunk at 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's because WIP still provides free beer, hot barbecue sauce, and all the fatty, greasy chicken you can eat.
Yum.
But no water, because as radio stations know, that would be dangerous. Okay, you can laugh now, Jeff. Speaking of chickens, here's one where the headline almost says it all. Boys screaming killed chickens, court rules. Hundreds of chickens were found dead in East China. Not Beijing, unfortunately, so I won't get to visit them, Jeff. The reason? A 4-year-old boy who was scared by a barking dog. According to Reuters, quote, "The bizarre sequence of events began when the boy arrived at a village home in Jiangsu with his father, who was delivering bottles of gas." Now, I admit that may be the most intriguing part of the story for me right there. The father going around the village delivering gas.
Aww.
"Hello, Mrs. Chang. Would you like some nice gas today? Oh, yes, I'd go through 3 bottles of gas last week. Whole family have gas now. No, but anyway, the boy and his dad came home. The boy heard some dog barking and started freaking out and screaming. And he was bent over by the window of the hen house, yelling and crying. Jeff, you're fired. I'm hiring my wife. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
So, poor Jeff. So the kid is screaming at the hen house and set off the chickens. 443 chickens got so scared, they trampled each other to death.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately for the boy's father, they weren't his chickens. He was ordered to pay the owner $230. And the father told reporters he thought this was fair. The boy told reporters he was sorry. And one chicken on the bottom told reporters, "I feel like I'm at a Who concert."
Or
the sun's not yellow, it's chicken.
What was that, Joy?
David, they could be people stranded on the Long Island Railroad.
Oh.
At Penn Station when there are no outgoing trains for 3 hours because somebody, like LIPA, dropped a power line.
Oh, that never happens, huh?
No.
Okay, we've all heard a billion stories about foot fetishists who steal shoes and kiss women's feet, and underwear fetishists who steal panties off clotheslines.
Ugh.
Here's a new one. 39-year-old Ronald Dotson of Detroit, Michigan, was sentenced to 18 months in prison this week for once again smashing a storefront window. Why? Because he's a female mannequin fetishist.
Oh.
In a store window, he saw a mannequin wearing a French maid outfit, so he smashed the window to get it. Now, his arrest came just 1 week after he'd broken into another store to boink another dummy. In fact, it was his 6th offense. The most outrageous was probably when police found him in an alley behind a woman's clothing store with 3 mannequins dressed in lingerie.
Ugh.
Now, the judge who sentenced him acknowledged that Dotson never hurt anyone, but his behavior, quote, strikes fear in the community. You're telling me. One time he got loose in the Macy's Christmas display and, well, let's just say that stuff on Mrs. Claus wasn't tinsel.
Ew.
See, you're good at this, babe. You're a good reactor. Jeff, can I have your sick, dying laugh?
Oh
my God.
This is great. I love that. Happy news for TV fans. Doctors are giving Farrah Fawcett a clean bill of health. After months of treatment, her physicians have declared the actress cancer-free. The former Charlie's Angels beauty hopes to rest a few months and then go back to acting, where she will remain talent-free. No, I'm kidding. It's great that she pulled through. And she never disclosed what kind of malignancy she had. Although apparently ex-husband Ryan O'Neill told People magazine it was anal cancer.
Oh.
And here we all thought he was her biggest pain in the ass. But, you know.
But I'm bummed.
And he was just, it's funny, just in the news today that he was beating up his own kid now, a grown kid. So.
Oh. Beautiful.
Are you now imitating Ryan O'Neill's son getting beaten?
What?
No, nothing. In other medical news, most doctors charge an arm and a leg, but one New Jersey physician recently gave an arm back. Dr. Ahmed Rashed, assumedly no relation to Ahmad Rashad, pleaded guilty on Thursday to stealing a severed hand, which he then gave to a stripper to display in her apartment.
Oh.
Rashed stole the hand in 2002 from a cadaver at a New Jersey medical school. According to Reuters, the woman kept the hand in a jar of formaldehyde.
Ugh.
Police only discovered it because they were there on a different matter. Now, Rashed faces 5 years probation, and it's a relatively light sentence for stealing a palm and fingers. Could have been more, but he wasn't armed. Yes!
Oh,
yes! Yes! You know what that is, son? You know what that sound
That's
is?
The comedy
bell.
Legendary comedy bell.
I heard Jeff say comedy
bell. It's giving us a hand on the Dave's Gone By bad pun of the week. Whenever we do the news gone by, we make a pun so finger-licking bad that we have to palm it off on you. And when we make that joke, we ring the comedy bell to remind you that Dave's Gone By is the only place to hear jokes like these. but you should advertise anyway. Since 2002, Dave's Gone By has aired on this radio station, bringing Long Island laughs, interviews, music, sketches, a whole array of entertainment. We've got a following, a niche, dare I say a community. Whoa, what's that?
Is Jeff okay?
Jeff, what was that?
I heard a groan. Are you okay, Jeff?
I heard my name. That was it.
Oh my god.
Anyway, yes, this is the Dave community. My wife and my good friend was on his deathbed. But it's a neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to reach the dwellers of that neighborhood, dwellers. I didn't think the same name. If you want to reach the dying or near dead, along with some other folks, with your product, event, or service, we have 30-second ads, 60-second ads, entire show sponsorships, and we tailor our marketing to meet your needs at prices you can afford. It's cheaper than direct mail, more targeted than penny savers. Advertising on Dave's Gone By is cost-effective and just plain effective. Why? Because advertising on this show utilizes three principles: humor, repetition, and repetition. Anyone who listens to Dave's Gone By more than once or twice, and believe it or not, they're out there, they know who our wonderful sponsors are and how much we do for them. So find out yourself. Go to the website, davesgoneby.org, or email davesgoneby@aol.com for ad rates and all the information on how you can bring your message to my listeners. davesgoneby@aol.com. Because next week at this time, you could be sponsoring Inside Broadway, or The Big Interview, or the Dave's Gone By Bad Pun of the Week. Don't be good, hon.
Yeah.
Don't be good.
Be bad.
No, be punderful. You don't have to be bad. I'm obviously bad enough. We return to the news gone by on Dave's Gone By. You know, sometimes it's hard to get people to drag their butts to the gym, unlike my wonderful wife, who goes to the gym very willingly and excitedly two or three times a week.
That's because I have a good personal trainer.
A handsome gym instructor who's built like a tank. and hung like one, too, I imagine. No, I don't know what that means. So, one health club in Amsterdam is making the most of the butts it has. The Fit World Club of Heteren is introducing Naked Sundays, just as it sounds. It's for people who like to, as AP put it, huff and puff in the buff. The owner says he's gotten lots of interest from nudist groups, of course. What do you think the most common question asked is?
Will they put a towel on the seat?
Exactly. People want to know if it's sanitary. And now the owner says everybody has to use a towel on the weight machines. All the equipment is cleaned and disinfected daily. Said the owner, quote, "Why not bring something new to the market? After all, other gyms offer courses in pole dancing," unquote. Well, he has a point, but naked men in a gym?
No.
I don't want to see those poles dance.
Oh, David, can I tell you that usually the people who are the most nude in the locker room are the least fit.
Well.
And the people who, you know, take towels and don't cover themselves are the people that you wish were covered.
Well,
it will probably be the people who are the least fit who will be the most naked.
But how much more does a naked person sweat? I mean, they just sweat from a little more.
They're putting their little tuchus on a seat that you're going to sit on. And all the bacteria that come out are going on that seat.
But isn't that the whole thing about Jeff is making airplane noise? Jeff is crawling across the floor.
Oh, God.
He's vomiting. He's evacuating.
No.
The wax is springing out of his ears.
Oh, no.
Goiters are growing old.
No. Jeff is a trooper.
Oh, man. Anyway, I've got to play this in honor of the naked gymnasts.
There will come a time when you can even take your clothes off when you dance.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Now, for civics news, we go to Derry, New Hampshire, where former Citizen of the Year Cheryl Crawford has been arrested for embezzling $250,000. Police say the 58-year-old model citizen stole the money from the Economic Development Corporation that she led. Then, she gambled it away on the Internet. Crawford faces up to 10 years in prison and a lifetime in politics. In other news, Cultural sensitivity has apparently made its way to China. Even though it is now the year of the pig, Chinese state television is banning commercials that feature Those are the pigs running away.
We need a medic. We need a medic.
Let's just listen to Jeff in horrible agony for a moment.
He's okay.
No, he's not. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, can we get an ambulance, too? Jeff?
Yeah?
No, I want to hear you suffer.
Oh, boy.
Because it's funny. Oh, so. What is it? Schadenfreude, I think.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah. That's where you kind of... You don't really wish the worst on somebody, but you kind of feel good that somebody has it worse than you. No offense. Okay.
That's my Avenue Q.
Yeah, that's right. There's a song in there. Right, of course. A song in Avenue Q called Schadenfreude. But anyway, even though it's Year of the Pig, Chinese state television is banning commercials that feature pigs in deference to Muslim viewers. Bai Runsheng, chairman of the Shanghai Islamic Association, told Reuters, quote, "This is a good thing for the purpose of ethnic harmony and unity," unquote. And he called the ban a good first step and said that if China was really serious about honoring its Muslim viewers, they would also...
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. It just adds to the party. If China was really serious about honoring its Muslim viewers, they would also ban images of Jews, Americans, Jewish Americans, homosexuals, short pants, short sleeves, women's faces, sandals, music, movies, theater, art, humor, tolerance, and joy.
And days gone by.
American TV networks had no comment on the ban, although the FCC is said to be both pleased and excited. Now here's a hair-raising story. Literally. An upscale London beauty salon is now offering the 45-minute Aberdeen Organic Hair Treatment to leave women's follicles lustrous and healthy and shiny. The treatment involves massaging in a protein-rich mixture of plant root and frozen bull semen.
Oh.
Jeff, can I get some agony from you?
Oh, God.
Haris Salem, owner of the salon, told Reuters he had tried everything from avocados to truffle oil, but nothing quite brought out the shine like Old Toro Love Juice. Salem says, quote, "It leaves her hair looking wonderfully soft and thick." And this is a quote. "And the semen is refrigerated before use, so it doesn't smell." Unquote. That was actually a disappointment to the advertising agency preparing a campaign for the salon. Now they can't go with their original slogan, "Gee, your hair smells like animal cum."
Oh, David.
Oh. That's disgusting.
You're making Jeff even more sick.
I don't think that's possible. And speaking of animals, tragedy in Texas when a 77-year-old woman died trying to rescue her 7 cats from a house fire. According to the Associated Press, Mary Lou Henry was found dead in a hallway, still clutching one of the kitties.
Aww.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time a woman got burned because she wouldn't give up her pussy. And that's the news gone by on this February 4th, 2007. Please send your comments, complaints, and unused cat litter to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. Honey, you want to do that address again?
What?
Thanks, man. Thanks for listening.
I know. Post Office Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557.
And the zip 4, please?
-00624. I think Jeff's in 1975. I don't know. What, Jeff?
In his head, Jeff is watching Zoom. 02134. What was that, Jeff?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? If you want to mail me, just email me. davesgoneby@aol.com. Because remember, without your feedback, I think these jokes are funny. So write in, say what you like, what you don't like, what you think you might like, but you've never tried it, but with my help, you just might. whatever reason, we're trying to get new advertisers, more sponsors for the show, and your support and listenership can make that happen. Dave's Gone By at AOL.com. Send postcards, emails, letters, packages, but please, no pigs. With Jeff and me, the last thing this show needs is another ham.
Aww.
Back after this.
And that was new, if that was new. That was very, very, very special news.
This program is brought to you by Farrier Industries, makers of new Barbaro glue. When plain old wood glue isn't enough and super glue is too much, Barbaro glue comes in first every time. Remember the strength Barbaro showed in those months after the race? How he squeezed out every last drop of courage? Well, now you can squeeze out every last drop of Barbaro and use it for construction, home repair, dentures. If you've got a weakness, go for the Preakness. Fast-acting, pleasant-smelling Barbaro glue. It goes the distance for you. Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide. Yes, Inside Broadway here on Dave's Gone By with my beloved wife Joyce joining us, and also Jeff Goodman, who may or may not be able to talk. Jeff, how are you? How are you doing?
Oh, my
God. See, it wouldn't be funny if it weren't real, but Jeff is actually really, really sick as a dog, so that's what makes it hilarious. If you were actually, like, losing an arm and bleeding to death, I wouldn't even be able to talk. I'd just be laughing so hard. You're not losing an arm, are you? No, I guess not.
No.
I think you can't even hold your phone.
Nothing. Anyway, let's first get to the newsy bits of Inside Broadway. A couple of things. Opening this week at Off-Broadway's 37 Arts Theater, it's opening this Thursday, February 8th, is a new musical called In the Heights. Music by, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And the book is by Chiara Alegria Hudis. As you can imagine, there's certainly a Latin theme to the musical. It's about 3 days in the Washington Heights Latino community. And it's a hip-hop musical, and it has those modern music influences. But it's not about gang warfare.
What?
It's about sick people coughing. It's kind of like Rent with Jeff. No, it's not about gang warfare or, like, West Side Story kind of violence. That's not the story they're trying to tell. It's really more about a positive look at how a community deals with gentrification. So people are really keeping their eye on this one, hoping that it might be something like the next Spring Awakening or Rent or something that came up from the off-Broadway and even off-off movement into something even bigger. In the Heights, opening this week at 37 Arts Theater. Also coming up, previews begin on Thursday for a revival of an old Broadway show, a 1929 World War I drama by R.C. Sheriff called Journey's End. And it's directed by David Grindley, with the cast including Jefferson Mays, whom everybody remembers from I Am My Own Wife, the one-person show about that very strange German half-man, half-woman, half soda bottle, and Boy Gaines, who people, I guess, probably remember as Barbara's boyfriend on One Day at a Time for all those years. Anyway, it's a war story, and I've just finished reading the play, and a pretty good one. It still holds up. Pretty much it's about all the soldiers waiting and waiting and waiting for an attack, and how they just buy the time with everything so silent, and yet knowing that the minute things turn noisy, it's pretty damn horrible. Anyway, so it's a cool play, and they're reviving it, I think, for the first time since 1929. It's being done at the Belasco Theater. Starts previews this Thursday, opens February 22nd. The play is called Journey's End. And announcement of another Broadway show coming up in the summer of 2007. So it won't be ready for this year's Tonys, but it'll be a few months away, assumedly. Sounds a little too soon to me for it to get here. I'll bet you they push it into the fall. But we shall see. It's called Treasure Island, and it's an adaptation of the Robert Louis Stevenson novel by B.H. Barry and Vernon Morris. It's an adventure story. They're only doing it for $3.5 million. It's not a musical, so I guess they can probably put it together for that price. And if you know the name B.H. Barry, it's because he's best known as a fight director. So obviously he's going to lead in a lot of swashbuckling, a lot of swordplay. The whole thing is about pirates. So Treasure Island, as a matter of fact, do either of you know which famous pirate is in Treasure Island?
Captain Hook.
No.
Peter Pan.
That's a different Barry.
Captain Bligh.
No, not Captain Bligh. That's Mutiny on the Bounty.
David Lefkowitz?
No, that's
Captain Crunch.
Pirate Video, I guess. It's not Captain Crunch. That's a good guess,
though. Jeff Goodman. Captain Jeff Goodman.
No. It was Long John Silver. That's where Long John Silver comes from. Treasure Island. So people will get to see him, assumedly, this summer. Summer of 2007, when Treasure Island comes to Broadway. We're going to do a little commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the shows that Jeff and I saw this past week. Don't go away. Welcome back to Inside Broadway on Dave's Gone By. I'm Dave Lefkowitz here with Jeff Goodman and my wife, Joyce Weil, Dr. Joyce Weil, I should say. And we're in the middle of Inside Broadway, where we talked about the news of Broadway. Now we're on to the reviews of things playing in New York. So let's do Broadway first. Jeff, this week you finally caught up with Grey Gardens. What'd you think?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Okay. This is you saw this back when you were alive.
Yeah.
So can you tell people a little bit about the? I'm sorry.
I want to live in that house right now.
Actually, no, you probably would rather still live in your... I mean, your house is kind of messy, no offense, but I don't think you have anything on the Beale sisters. Or Beale, whatever they are, to each other.
Yeah.
All right, well, you loved it. Why did you love it, Jeff? Jeff?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
God, this is fabulous. It's like Larry Bud Melman here. Why did you love Grey Gardens? Why was it terrific?
I don't know.
He's sick, David. Badger the man. He's ill.
Well, I thought it was a pretty darn good show, and up until Spring Awakening came along, it seemed to be the odds-on favorite for this year's Tony for Best Musical. It's an adaptation of a documentary that the Maisley's brothers made about the aunt and cousin of Jackie Onassis. And what happens is that this young woman has this opportunity to marry into the Kennedy clan. She's going to marry Joseph Kennedy. Except, they throw a dinner party, and her mom says and does some things that Joe Kennedy, who is so into being absolutely the perfect political candidate, can't have any kind of potential stain or besmirchment of anything he's connected to. So when he hears this thing about his potential wife, he's out of there real quick. And this kind of, I wouldn't say it ruins their lives, but they let it ruin their lives.
It ruined their life, David.
I'm sorry?
It ruined their life from what we saw in the documentary.
Well, yeah, we only saw a bit of it, but I've never seen the actual documentary. I really like to. As a matter of fact, the little piece that I saw of it made me now understand why everybody was going so crazy over Christine Ebersole. Because when I saw the show, I thought she was really good. She plays two roles. In the first, she's the young woman. In the first act, she's the mother of the young woman, who's all kind of flighty and hopeful, but also, on some level, wrecking her daughter's chances. Mm-hmm. And then she gets to be the daughter 20 years later, living in this dilapidated house that they've let run down, and has turned into this weird kind of semi-insane preacher. And I thought, okay, it's a really cool job, she's really fine in it, but I don't know why everybody's going berserk. And then, just seeing a piece of that documentary, I was like, oh my God, it's uncanny. She has the voice. That's her.
Right? You said she was deadpan and she was a good ringer for the speech pattern and the look.
Unbelievably so. So now I'm like, oh yeah, she may win a Tony, and deservedly too.
Oh yeah.
Because I thought all the other actors in it were pretty fine as well. I didn't realize why everybody thought she was so much extra special. Anyway, I also saw another show this week called The Big Voice, God or Merman, that's playing, and get this, it's about two people. One is a lapsed Catholic, the other is a lapsed Baptist, and the show is actually being staged in a synagogue, which was, this wonderful thing. Well, it's only in New York kind of things. It's at the Actors Temple on West 47th Street. And this is about the real-life male couple who wrote an off-Broadway musical called The Last Session that played, I guess it was about 10 years ago now. And if people saw The Last Session, it was pretty good. It was like a rock-pop musical about this young song, well, not so youngish songwriter, who knows he has AIDS, he knows he's got to deal with this, and he realizes it's going to be a downhill struggle. So he decides to have one more recording session with all his friends, do the songs that he's been working on, and then go home and kill himself. Mm-hmm. And then being with his friends, however, changes his mind, and he decides to go on living in Fagot and blah, blah, blah. Nice little musical. It was pretty good. Jeff is sleeping.
Yeah.
Did you see The Last Session, Jeff?
No.
Was that a yes or a no, Jeff?
No.
You didn't. Okay. Well, it was a pretty nice musical. Anyway, so now the guys who wrote it and kind of based it on their own lives are doing the story of their lives and how they met and how they got through one actually wanting to be not just a priest, but he wanted to grow up and be Pope.
Wow.
And kind of one of the fun things in the early part of the musical is he says, you know, he wanted to be out there in the special robes and to be the voice of God on earth to man until he got this record album of Pope Pius, what is it, the 23rd or I don't remember Pius's number. He didn't have it on his jersey at the time, but No, but he got this album at the record store. He bought two albums, just that and some other thing that he plucked off the shelves. And he was waiting to hear the voice of God coming through this Pope. And what he hears is, I'm in an Escalon. Because apparently Pius had this really kind of raggy, high-pitched, weird voice. And then he's like, well, this doesn't sound terribly spiritual or like God is talking through this man unless God is a chicken.
Aww.
So he takes that off the photograph and instead he puts on this other album, which happens to be Anything Goes with Ethel Merman. And then he hears the voice of God. Then he knows that I don't know what noises you're... Jeff is making the noises of God.
I tend to be falling asleep right now.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for falling asleep during my show and letting everybody know it.
Sorry.
You need to send a flaming chicken.
A flaming chicken to Jeff's house, yes. So anyway, that's kind of the fun part of the show, and they get together as a couple, and they start working on this musical because the pianist and composer of the songs, he develops AIDS, full-blown, as a matter of fact. And he was actually pretty famous for being one of the very first bloggers. He would have a daily blog with pictures of what he was going through, the pills he was taking, the treatments he was doing, and the fact that he should have been dead 10 years ago, but wasn't, but didn't, because he was going through all this, and has remained a symbol to the AIDS community and the gay community for what he did. So now, you know, it's a very mellow, kind of low-key, kind of funny show. It's nice to see them. It's great that they're still together. And the songs are catchy enough, and they're tuneful. There's just something a little too kind of blah about it. It's sort of like they already told the story they wanted to tell in a fictional form, and now they're sort of just telling it again in a more autobiographical way and more about their love story. And it's not quite as interesting, and unfortunately, the piano player and the composer, he is not the performer that the other guy is. So while we look at him and you can see the ravages of AIDS in his face. And you know, he sings okay. But he doesn't have that whatever it is that people need to be in front of an audience to really grip them. So we feel for him, but yeah, the charisma's kind of lacking. And the show is so low-key, and when it's just two men out there playing their own instruments, and you figure, it's a little too static, and it's just a little too blah for 2 hours of entertainment. And I will give them, though, it's also not perhaps the right venue. It's just basically a shul that's, well, not the actual congregation room, but another room in this place that's decked out to be a theater like one of those old Theater Row theaters that they knocked down,
lovely,
where it's very narrow and goes straight back. It would be, but for not this kind of show. This would work better in a cabaret setting or in a more intimate sort of space.
A cabaret would be nice.
Yeah. But it's not bad. I give it about 2 3/4 stars. Can't really recommend it, but I'm not saying if you go, you'll have a bad time.
2 3 out of how many?
out of four. So 2 3/4 out of 4 stars. The Grey Gardens probably gets a good 3 1/4 stars from me.
What about from Jeff?
Jeff, how many snores, Jeff?
What?
How many snores do you give?
Five.
Five snores. Five snores from Jeff.
Oh, poor Jeffy.
Okay, it's midnight right now, so let me do a little more business. We've got gospel coming up all night until the morning. But got to do some business first. So, guys, don't go away, and listeners, don't go away. We'll go to the end of Dave's Gone By right after this.
This program is brought to you by Erlanger Furs of Lawrence, New York. For 50 years, the Erlanger family has sold outerwear of only the finest rabbit, mink, fox, and beaver. Cleaning and storage is year-round, and don't miss our upcoming President's Day sale. Plus, this week only, our annual beautiful fur-lined Punxsutawney hats. Everybody knows Phil, the little critter who pokes his head into the cold winter air. Now you can have Phil warming your head against the same elements. Quantities are very limited, but guaranteed mud and tick-free. So, give yourself 6 more weeks of fashion and cast a shadow of glamour with your Punxsutawney hat. From Erlanger Furs, the best pelt you ever felt.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to this terrific, if rather weird, episode of Dave's Gone By on this February 4th. Certainly want to thank my beloved wife, Joyce, for hanging with me and being with us on the air. It's a delight to have you. I think, you know, I love you and all that kind of cool, you know, mushy stuff.
Yeah, you say that now.
Well, yeah. When don't I say it?
What?
Well, this is what we, even when Jeff gets better, and also when he's in Thailand, what I've got to get is someone who's terminal and just bring them on the show.
No, you just have to get somebody who's, like, really sleepy and just, like, waking up and really not oriented.
And then and shock them. And that'd be the cool thing. Like throw really cold water in their faces and have them go, yeah! And then just keep going like nothing's happened. I have a cruel streak, I admit. And I want to thank Jeff Goodman also for really making the effort to hang in there on the telephone. I know you feel really, really crappy. But thanks so much for being on the phone with us. And Jeff, I'm not going to see you before you go to Thailand, so I want to wish you a most safe and happy and fun trip there.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Jeff.
Poor Jeff. Poor pobrecita Jeffy. And seriously, man, if you get up tomorrow feeling as bad or worse than today, you go to the doctor.
Please.
No question about that.
Yeah.
But Jeff, before I let you go, you want to help me just tell everybody again who our sponsors are?
No.
Oh. He's sick.
Yeah, I know he's sick.
I think you should get the gospel people to pray for him.
I think I should get the gospel people to give him an enema.
David, he needs help.
Oh, poor guy. Hey, Jeff, what do you think of MortgagesRock.com?
Okay.
And Jeff, isn't Performing Arts Insider the Bible of Broadway?
I think he hung up there.
Oh, all right.
Oh, no, I heard him.
Well, anyway, don't forget that if you want to subscribe to Performing Arts Insider, go to PerformingArtsInsider.com, and it's 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Hewlett Minuteman Press, they are the copy kings of Broadway, and you get 10% off if you mention Dave's Gone By there. And a hug from the mama, who's delightful, and the kids who are really playing, well, not kids, they're my age, but the Torong family's been running Hewlett Minuteman Press for, I think, since the mid-1970s, so...
I think since 1924.
Since 1929, when Journey's End came out first on Broadway. They've been running Hewlett Minuteman Press. 516-569-5577. And, hon, for Jeff's sake, do you want to do Fantasy Schmancy Balloons?
Yes, you must all call when Jeff returns from Thailand and he is well and order a lot of things, a bar mitzvah, a wedding, any holiday party. Jeff will not cater. He will give fancy schmancy balloon things to you at a good discount because you mentioned Dave's Gone By.
Wait, listen. I don't think Jeff is faking. He's actually sleeping. Listen, who's snoring there? Jeff? Oh, this is so cool. Maybe he'll fart.
Oh, I hope not. Give the the man dignity. He's a lovely, lovely man.
He's on the phone going, how much dignity?
He should be sleeping and have a little soup and some orange juice and a lot of water. And
exactly.
Then take some Advil or aspirin and then go to the doctor.
Get some heroin. Heroin would knock it out.
No, he's got to go to the doctor and get the... Especially if he's going to travel. He needs to get a good, checkup.
Well, it would be really cool if we just sort of left him on the phone all through the gospel tonight.
Oh, it's good. He would get scared. He'd wake up and hear music. He'd be frightened.
I think he was in Thailand already.
He might think he was, in heaven. Oh. That's not nice.
Oh, I wish I could do the voice. I could do the voice of Pope Pius, but I don't think I can do the voice of the... Jeff, welcome. You've made it. This is God. I mean, I wish I had that deep voice and echo maker thing here.
I don't think you should do that. Don't scare him. He's got to get sleep and get better.
Jeff, you are a good boy.
No, you should say like this, Jeffrey Goodman, come on down. Then he'll come, he'll wake up.
Would you like to go behind the gate, or would you rather have what St. Peter has behind door number 3?
No, that's another show.
All right. Anyway, by the way, let's do a couple of shout-outs, because, let's see, Larry Weil. Little shout out to your dad.
He's a big boy now.
Happy birthday. When's his birthday?
It was yesterday.
Yay, happy birthday, Larry. How old is he?
I think he's probably 65.
Oh, cool. Well, he's 65. How's he feeling? He was having a bit of a scare a couple of weeks ago.
You know how it is. He's as good as he can be.
Right, okay.
And, today, the 4th would have been the birthday of my grandfather.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Your grandfather now is in better shape than Jeff.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, anywho, let's remind people of some things about this radio program. You can listen to a vintage Dave's Gone By episode every Thursday and Saturday night at 11 o'clock on live365.com. They have a comedy channel called DFSX Radio, and I listened to... It this week. I wasn't listening to my show. I was listening to some other comedy stuff on there. It's a really good station. They program a lot of Dr. Demento type things all week long. It's free. All you got to do is log on to dfsxradio.com, or if that's confusing, go to davesgoneby.org and I have links to it. But remember, classic episodes of Dave's Gone By, classic episodes just like this one, ladies and gentlemen. Two different ones each week, Thursday night and Saturday night at 11. And you can always listen to our special 100th episode on theaterpod.com, theaterpod.com. Speaking of what's happening in the weeks ahead on Dave's Gone By, next week our Valentine's Day show.
Oh.
Aww. And with the rabbi will be here.
Oh, forget it. That's no love there.
Is there anything more romantic than the rabbi?
No. Maybe, I don't know, a colonoscopy might be more romantic.
Well, he'll be talking to a love therapist.
Maybe some leg waxing might be more pleasant.
Okay, so we know what Joyce thinks of the rabbi. Well, anyway, we'll also probably play some love songs and do some other crap on Valentine's Day.
That's beautiful, honey.
other guests coming up in the weeks ahead on Dave's Gone By include Jay Jacobs, who's written a biography of Tom Waits. We have former New York City detective and the chief of police for a small community, Lou Talano.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's really done some very excellent work on the show.
Yeah, he is the host on WGBB of a show called Streetwise that airs right before the pre-show, the little big time that we do. From 10 until 10:30 every Sunday night, Lou Talano hosts that. But this is just one of his many facets. I mean, this guy is an expert on police matters. He consults in other countries. He was an undercover detective on whom...
And very handsome.
Yes, there is. I mean, he's in his, 60s now, but he's, he works out, obviously. He's in great shape and got one of those good white heads of hair that I will never have. And Joyce, so you're basically drooling as we speak. Then who else is coming up? Oh, the crossword puzzle editor for Newsday, Stanley Newman. What?
Poo-poo.
What?
That's why Jeff's sleeping.
Hey, come on. Joyce and I rented the crossword documentary that they did last year.
David, listen, aren't you also late for time?
Yeah, I'm. If people are waiting for gospel all night till the morning, so am I. So,
okay.
I don't mind being on the air.
Is gospel not there yet?
Oh, now Jeff wakes up. So.
Yes, Jeff?
Hi, Jeff. What was it?
I'm hanging up.
Okay, have a good night, Jeff. Have a good flight. Be well.
Call me tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Let's say, everybody say goodnight to Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
Feel better.
Feel good, man. Have a good one. And there he goes.
Poor Jeff.
Oh.
He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a good, he's a really great fella. And he's been such an asset to this program, and certainly the big time wouldn't exist without Jeff. Yeah. So, anyhow, there. Okay, now he's, but Joyce, are you still here?
I'm present.
Okay, we've done everything. So I'm sorry to be a little distracted. I've got a phone call coming in. Maybe this is the folks telling me they're coming here. So let me, we'll put them on the air. WGBB, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
It's your father.
Oh, hi, Dad. How do you like that? It's my family.
Yay.
Everyone I know, everyone who's ever listened to this show has called in tonight.
Not
Dad, what's
him.
Up? You sound good.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I got the final score on the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I won $125.
Oh, you mean you got the... Oh, wow, congratulations.
But tell your father he shouldn't say that when Lou, the policeman, is going to be on the show.
Apparently it's not really illegal. I thought it was, but I think it has to reach a certain monetary thing before, like, this kind of gambling is even illegal. So, go Dad! $125, huh?
Right.
So you guys are taking me out for my birthday when?
Well, no, actually, you owe me money.
What do you mean I owe you money?
Well...
Oh, that's right, because I took a box.
I had to lay up money for you.
That's right.
And Joyce, so that you could be in the pool, too.
Wow. Well, okay, of course. How much did you, how many boxes did you...
Oh, I took at least 25 boxes for you.
You bastard. No, but... Well, congratulations, man. Because you never win. Either my cousin Adam always wins, because I got five people in that family.
Well, as a matter of fact, Adam did win, but not Adam Pinkow.
Oh.
Adam S.
Adam S.
He won.
What the hell is his last name?
Shefflin.
Oh, Shefflin, okay.
But he won the first quarter and the second quarter.
So if anybody sees Adam Shefflin walking home tonight, he's got money on him. Money! I'm just kidding. Congratulations, Dad. Did you think it was going to, were you like jumping up and down? Well, as best as you can jump up and down at this point?
Well, let's put it this way. I was so sure that they were going to score again and ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game, I figured there was going to be at least another field goal or something to louse it up just in the last second. But it actually happened, so... I'm just walking on air. I mean, it's not big money, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It's very, very
nice. Every year we never get... maybe, I think one time one of us won one of the quarters.
Right, exactly.
So
I think I won a quarter before.
So wait. $125 you won.
Yeah.
Wasn't it $1 a box?
No, $3 a box.
$3 a box?
Yeah.
Gewalt.
So you owe me.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
How much? Well, won't you get take five boxes?
Yeah.
For me?
Six.
Six? I owe you $18?
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, sell one of the boys.
I've got to work here until 4 a.m. now.
We'll just sell Murray or Oofty.
Yeah, we'll sell one of our dogs. But it used to be like $1 or $2, and we couldn't sell all the boxes. Did they have a lot of people there?
Yeah, they had quite a few, and people were taking six boxes each.
Nice.
We started out taking five.
Right, yeah.
And then they didn't sell them all, so they made it six, and bada-bing.
Well, congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do with all that that loot?
Well, I think I'll probably spend most of it on your mother.
Oh, God.
As a matter of fact, come to think of it, I think she's got the money.
Ah, yeah. Isn't that the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen? No, I kid. Hon, you're being very quiet.
I'm listening.
That's my wife listening in the background. Well, that,
I'll do Jeff, huh? What?
You
know.
Need a little bit of a...
Poor Jeff, he sounded so out of it tonight.
Yeah.
It was a good, good show, yeah, that's right. I liked it,
Jeff, would you like to say something nice about one of our advertisers, our sponsors?
No.
No.
Never.
That's just great PR right there.
Well, you at Minuteman Press.
Now, see the effectiveness of advertising on our program. My dad knows who our sponsors are.
MortgagesRock.com?
Not rot. They don't rot.
Rock.
They rock. They rock.
Rock.com.
There you go.
And
come on. My magazine.
Performing Arts Insider.
You got them.
Wait a minute. Oh. What about Fancy Schmancy Balloons?
Oh, good for you. And they're our most recent. So you've been listening. You are a good, devoted listener.
You bet I am.
Right on. Well, thank you, Dad.
Thank you for entertaining me.
I wish I had
me.
More dads like you.
Wait a minute.
Thanks so much, Dad, for calling in. I have a number one fan. I have a number two fan. But you can be my number three fan.
Wait a minute.
What?
Who's your number one fan?
Pam. Pam, the one
who's your number two fan?
Her friend is now becoming the number two fan.
And where's Joyce?
Oh, that's right, Joyce. Well, she doesn't always listen because she's either tired or preparing for school, or she has her friend Natalie over, so I don't know. She's down to number four.
Now that she's Dr. Joyce.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I guess we have to forgive her.
That's all right, so I'll make her number three. You can be my number four fan. How's that?
Okay.
Number four fan dad. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this 206th extra, extra special edition of Dave's Gone By on WGBB. I'm going to go out with some weird Thai techno music that Jeff bought the last time he was in Thailand, kind of a nice kind of send-off for him. I will be back next Sunday night, February 11th, 2007, with the 207th episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz in the end zone saying goodnight. May you field all your goals. May 25 cents always get you a quarterback. May you be 8 miles high when you touch down. And, Dad, you want to say the gone by part?
And gone by.